We begin the current daf in Sefer Yuma, daf Lamed Ches. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah for the previous daf. And that is, the Mishnah mentioned Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Certain people, certain individuals, Lashvach, praiseworthy for the things that they did, that they contributed to the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them was Nikaner. Which Nikaner, as the Gemara tells us, quoting from the Mishnah, Nasu Nisim L'Dalsaisav. There were miracles that happened to his doors, and this was in the great merit of the Mesiris Nefesh of Nikaner. So the Gemara tells us an explanation by way of a b'raisa. Turn up on, learn the b'raisa. Ma nisim nasol dalsayisav. What were these great miracles that happened to the doors of Nikaner? So Amr, they said, k'shehalach Nikaner lehevid losses, when Nikaner went to bring doors for the eastern gate of the Azar of the courtyard, and they were made out of nechesh, out of copper, he came to bring them Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, from Alexandria of Egypt, b'chazirasay, Amr alav nachshol shabayam letabe. So on his way back, he was bringing back by ship from Alexandria to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. So on his way back, his trip back, there was a storm that wanted to drown him together with his doors at sea. So Natlu achas mehen betiluhu liyam. So they went, all the other people on the ship went to make the load lighter on the ship because of the great storm. They threw over one of his doors into the sea. Vadayin lo nochayam mezafer. However, the sea still didn't calm down from the storm. So bikshu lahatlas chavertu. So again, they were unloading the ship. So they wanted to throw over his other door overboard into the sea. Amidhu v'karcha. So he went, he stood up, and he wrapped himself around the door. He basically hugged the door. Amalahem, he said to them, hatiluni ima. You're going to throw it into the sea? Throw me into the sea with it. Miyad nocha mezafer. Immediately after he did that demonstration of Mesiris Nefesh, the sea calmed down from its storm. And he was in pain over the other one, that he didn't stand up for the other one, and that was thrown away into the sea. However, once they reached the port of Akkoy, and that's where all the boats would come there onto the dry land, they found the other door that had been thrown overboard was floating there underneath the wall of the ship, and it was still there all along. It was under the ship throughout the journey until they reached the port of Akkoy. V'yashrem, some say a different nest that happened was Briya Shebiyam Balasa. A creature of the sea swallowed the door, V'ki Asali Abasha, and it spit it out onto the dry land. And that was the miracle how it got to where they came, and both the doors arrived, one the one that he hugged, and the one that was either again underneath the board of the ship, or that was swallowed by the sea creature. Now, on this miracle is what Shlomo Melech said in Shir HaShirim, Kairos Bateinu Arazim, the beams of our house, reference to the Beis HaMikdash, are cedars. Rohitenu, which is a terminology of doors, and the reason why is rohit literally means to run, but that's what the door does. It runs and opens and runs and closes. So our doors are veresim, are cypresses. However, al tikri beresim, don't read it, beresim ela bris yam. Now there's two interpretations of Rashi. Either it means bris yam, beresim is the covenant of the sea, and that is as if the two doors made a bris one with the other, we will not leave each other. And since the other one was on top, almost like there was a magnet to the other one to stay together with it underneath the ship. Or it's like the other pshat of bris yam, which was the creature of the sea that had swallowed it, and that was what had brought it to land by the port of Akkoy. That was what Shlomo Melech was referencing regarding the miracles of the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Gemara concludes and says, Lefikach, and because of this great miracles that happened to the doors of Nikaner, Kol HaSha'arim Shoyi B'Mikdash Nishtanu, all the gates that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, they were ultimately changed when the Jewish people became wealthier to upgrade it. Li'ishal Zav, to become out of gold. Chutz Mishari Nikaner, except for the gates of Nikaner, Memnesha Nasu B'Nisim, because of the miracles that happened with it, that's why they kept it. V'yeshem, some say, the reason why they kept the gates of Nikaner was Mepneshen Nechayshasa and Mutava Seisa. There was a special shine, almost like of gold, that was there from these copper gates, and that's why they kept it. As Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he says, Nechayshis Klei Nisa Heisa. It was a refined type of copper, V'yeshem Irikashalzav, and it lit up, it had to shine like gold. And again, that's why they retained it, either because of the miracles or because it had that same shine as gold. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, the opposite of those individuals of the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah, we mentioned Zecher Tzadik Levracha, those who are mentioned Leshvach, praiseworthy for the acts that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah tells us Ve'elu Gnai, and these people are remembered disparagingly, disgracefully, that they did things that were not praiseworthy, as the Mishnah tells us. Shall Beis Garmu, the household of Garmu, Le'rotzu L'lamed Al Ma'is Lechem upon them. They were proficient, and they were the ones that made the showbreads that were put onto the shulchan which they had the 12 breads every single week, and they knew how to make it, and they didn't want to teach anyone else how to make it. They wanted to keep a monopoly of it. Shalbeis Avtinas, a different household of Avtinas, loy rotzu lalamed al maaseh ha'keteres. They didn't want to teach anyone else how to make the keteres, the incense. Again, they wanted to keep a monopoly on it. Hogris ben Levi, which ben Levi means to say that he was from the Leviim, who they were the ones that would sing in the Beis HaMikdash and open and close the doors. Ha'yedea perek b'shir, he knew a certain method of song, that he knew how to make the sweet type of sound. Loy rotzu lalamed, he also didn't want to teach, he wanted to keep it for himself. Ben Kamtzer, loy rotzu lalamed al maaseh ha'ksav, he didn't want to teach regarding a certain craftsmanship in writing. And that is, he would tie four pens between his four fingers, and he would be able to write Hashem's name of four letters, that of Yud and He and then Vav and He, together in one at one time, which was an incredible feat, and they didn't want to teach anyone else how to do that. So therefore, the Mishnah concludes and says, "Al Rishonim Nema," regarding the first ones from the previous Mishnah that we spoke about, that they did major contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. So Nema, it says, "A pasuk of Mishlei Yizichet Tzadik Levrach." When you remember a righteous person, it should be for a blessing, and because it's a great thing what they have done. Valelu Nema, but regarding these individuals and these families, one should say, "Vishem Rishom Yirkav." The end of that pasuk, however, the names of the wicked, they will rot. And as the Gemara will explain specifically what that means, but that's because of the gnai that was manifest because of the things that they had done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara explains in detail. Turn around in the Braisa. Beis Garmu, this household of Garmu, they were proficient in how to make the showbreads. But they didn't want to teach. So the sages needed someone to make the lechem upon them. So they didn't want necessarily that Beis Garmu should have a monopoly. So they sent to get craftsmen from Alexandria of Egypt, who they were also great sages, and they knew different types of chachmas and understandings. They sent from there to get it. It happens to be that the craftsmen over there knew how to bake in the same tzura as a panim, which is what the lechem panim was called. It was like an open box, and it had two sides that were facing each other. They knew how to bake it like that. But they didn't know how to take it down from the oven, kamaisan, like the family of Garmu. And therefore, shalalu, the breads that were made by the craftsmen that came from Alexandria, since they didn't know how to take it down from the oven, that it shouldn't break in that format, and as we said, because since it was like a broken box, which was the shape of the lechem upon them, they were afraid to attach it to the inside of the oven as it used to be made, the breads in the times of Chazal and the Gemara, where they would attach it to the wall. They knew how to make it, but they didn't know how to take it down without it crumbling. And therefore, what they would do was masikim mibachutz v'ayfim mibachutz. They would heat it up from the outside and bake it on the outside, which wasn't as great as v'halolu, but the Beis Garmu, they did it optimally, which was masikim mibifnim v'ayfim mibifnim. They would heat it up from the inside and bake it in the inside. And therefore, the consequence from that was that halolu pitan misapshes. The ones from Alexandria, their breads would turn moldy because they weren't fully baked inside the oven. V'alolu, but that of the Beis Garmu, ain't pita mesapeshes, their bread would not turn moldy. And therefore they weren't able to do it as good as them. So kishasham chacham bedavis, so when the sages heard what's going on over here, Amr, they said, kol ma shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechvoy debroi. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created for his honor. Shunem, like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, koil ha'nikr b'shmi, whatever is called in my name, v'lechvoy debroasim, and I created it for my honor. And therefore they said, v'chosu Beis Garmu l'gum kaiman, the house of a Beis Garmu should have to come back to their place, to their post, to do the lechem upon them, because it's not as optimal as the craftsmen of Alexandria, and therefore they have to come back. It has to be for the total honor of Hashem. So the sages sent for the Beis Garmu to come and continue their work, and they didn't come. Kaflem scharam, but then they doubled their pay, which their pay came from the Trumas HaLishka, which everyone would give a machzah shekel every year, and that came into the Lishka, and then they would take off Trumas from that. So then once their payment was doubled, then they came back to do that work, and that's because they had a monopoly on it. As the Gemara says, b'chol yoyim hoyu noitlin shnei masa mana. Up until then, they were getting paid 12 mana, v'ayoyim esrim abar, and now they started getting paid 24 mana. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, b'chol yoyim esrim abar, every single day they got paid 24 mana, v'ayoyim, and now when they got doubled, was arbar mishmain, it was 48 mana. So Amalem Chacham, so the Chacham said to them, Mari isim shaloy lalamed, what did you see fit not to teach? Why are you doing this? Why are you making this monopoly? So Amalem, so they said to the sages, we're not doing it for a bad reason. Yoidim hoyu shel beis abba, our fathers, our household knew shebayez ha'asa l'chara, that this house, this Beis HaMikdash, ultimately will be destroyed. Now, Shema Yilma Adam Shein Mahugin. Maybe someone that's not proper is going to then learn our secrets of the trade if we're gonna shear it. But it's kachav mekach, and then instead of the Beis Hamikdash having it, they're gonna go ahead and serve idols with this secret, and we don't want that to happen. And that's why we're keeping it for ourselves. However, the chacham still felt that it was improper, and therefore they considered them lignite, that it was this disgrace that they didn't share the secret and they kept it for themselves. However, but valdavar zemaskir nois leshvach, in a different area they did remember them praiseworthy. And that is because me'olam lo limtzas pas nakiya biyad b'neim. There was never found clean, refined bread, white bread, in the hands of their children. Shlo yemru b'mayis alechem upon them zenizan. That no one should say, oh, that kid, he's from the Beis Garmu family. Of course, they take the lechem upon them bread, they give it to their kids, and that people shouldn't suspect that they're feeding off the lechem upon them, which is what they made. Therefore, their children never had pas naki, clean bread. The Kaim Hashanema, which that was to fulfill the Pasuk of Bamidbar, the Yisim Nikiyim Hashem Ami Yisrael. A person should be clean, should be found innocent in the eyes of Hashem and of the Jewish people. So no one should suspect you of doing something wrong. So in that arena, they would remember them, L'shvach, that none of their children would eat from something that could even have a semblance that would resemble the Lechem Apanim. Then the Mishnah, then the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah, a similar type of a relation, that shall base avtinas from the household of avtinas, like rotzul lalam al ma'aser k'taris. They didn't want to teach about the k'taris, about the incense. So the base garmu was regarding the lechem upon them, and then the Gemara is going to bring a similar discussion regarding the base avtinas and the k'taris. So talk about learning the brisa. Base avtinas who yibikin b'ma'aser k'taris. They were proficient in the making of the k'taris of the incense. But like rotzul lalam, they don't want to teach anyone else. Shochach Chacham, so the sages sent, Beviyu Omnim El Sanjim Mitzrayim, and again they sent for their craftsmen from Egypt. V'hayyidim Lefatim Kemaisim. Now, these craftsmen from Egypt knew how to compound the ingredients. They knew how to grind the herbs and to mix them together very well, like the Pasuk says it has to be, Memulach, which means to say mixed very well. So they knew how to compound it. But V'hayyidim Lehalis Ashen Kemaisim, but they were lacking in this expertise of that, how the smoke should go up straight up, that it should be like a stick straight, because they didn't recognize, they didn't know this herb, which was called Mala Oshan, to create this characteristic of the smoke going up straight in the pillar. And therefore, Shehalalu, that of the base of Tinas, Metamer, Va'ili Kamakal, they would go up straight up a pillar of smoke like a stick. Shehalalu, but the ones of the craftsmen of Alexandria, Mavtzila Kan Lakan, would disperse here, this way, that way, it wouldn't go straight up like a pillar. And therefore, so when the sages heard this, that it's not being the same optimum as it was beforehand, they said, well, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for his honor. Like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, called Paul Hashem Lemanei, whatever Hashem made was for himself. And therefore the sages said, and Beis Avtinas have to come back to their post. We tried getting a replacement because they don't want to share their secrets. However, it's not the same anymore, and it has to be, Hashem's honor has to be intact. So they have to come back and do it. So Shochalem Chacham Lebo, because the sages sent them to come, and they didn't come. Kaflem Scharam Avo. They doubled their pay, and then they came. And Bechol Yoim Hoyu Noitlin Shnaim Asa Mana. Every day they had used to be getting 12 mana. Vayoim Eser Mabo, and now they got 24 mana for their work. Yudaimer, he says, Bechol Yoim Eser Mabo, every day was 24. Vayoim Mabo Mishmaina, and today it started being 48 mana. Now again, Amalem Chacham, the Chacham said to this family, what do you find fit that you're not teaching to other people, you're monopolizing and holding on to it? So Amma, they said, our father's household knew that this Beis HaMikdash ultimately will one day be destroyed. Amr, they said, maybe if we're going to be sharing the secret, someone that's improper will learn the secret of how to make the guitars. And he's going to serve and deserve that way, and we don't want that to happen, and that's why we're not sharing it with anyone out of our family. So again, that was remembered lignai, even though they had that story, but they felt that it was still improper. But however, in this arena, they did remember them praiseworthy, and that is me'olam liyatzis kalamu v'semes mevatein. There was never a bride from their family, based off Tinas, that would go out perfumed. And that's, although a kala generally would wear perfume, but this family, they never did. And even if a boy from this family would marry a girl from a different family, they would make conditions before the nuptial to say that as long as you don't go ahead and put on any perfume. And the reason is, Shlo Yomru Mimai Sakatarius Mispasman. No one should say, oh, of course, this is the family of perfume. They probably took it from the Kataris, which would be disgraceful for the Kataris. And therefore, they never did anything that would even resemble that. The Kaim Hashem Nemra, this again, to fulfill the Pasig, V'yisin Nikim Hashem Yisrael. A person should be clean, should be innocent, found innocent in the eyes of Hashem and of the Jewish people, and therefore in this arena they were remembered praiseworthy. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings Tanya, learn the Braisa. Amr Bishmol, Pamacha Siyisi Mahalach Baderech. One time I was walking on the road, Umitzasi Echem Mimnei B'neim, and I found one of the grandchildren of this family of Beis Avtinas. So Marti Lo, I said to him, Avesecha Bikshu Laharbis Kvoid, and they gave him some Musr. He says, look, your fathers attempted to increase their honor. They wanted to be monopoly. We demand as much money as we want. And they want to diminish the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they didn't care if there's going to be this stick straight type of guitar. Look, get what you want. Hashem is not going to have the same thing, but we demand what we want. Now, look what happened now. The honor of Hashem stayed in this place. Hashem's honor does not get diminished because of them. However, the honor of your family has been diminished with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and now you're not having any guitarists whatsoever. Another incident, Amr Rabbi Kiva, says, Sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Loige. Says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Loige told me that, Pamachas yotzasi ani ve'achad b'mnei b'neiim l'sada l'lakar asavim. Shmuel ben Loige told Rabbi Kiva that one time, me and one of their grandchildren went out to the fields to gather herbs. Very easy, and the Girsa is, Shebocha v'sachak, I saw that he was crying and laughing. So Matilai told him, Memnei Mavachisa, why did you first cry? So Amali, he said to me, Kvod Avos Niskarti, I remember the honor, the glory of my family, of my fathers, where they were the great family that would make the Keteris, and now it's no more. And therefore I'm crying. Memnei Masachachta, but then why did you laugh? So Amali said to me, Sh'asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hach Zir Olana, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately return to us, and that's why I'm laughing. Memnei Maniskarta, so now, what reminded you of this, that you should start just crying because you remembered and then to laugh because of the future? So Amali said to me, because Mala Ashan, this herb, which is called Mala Ashan, I saw that connect, they saw it opposite me, and this was the famous herb that would make the pillar of smoke go up straight as a stick. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Loige told this child, this person, Hereuli, show it to me, I want to see which herb this is, the famous Mala Ashan. So Amali said to me, Shvuhi b'yedeinu, this is an oath in our hands, Shei maranais l'chaladim. We don't show it to anybody. This is a family secret. I'm sorry, I can't show it to you. Another story that Amr b'yechon ben Nuri says, Pamachas matzasi zakenechad. One time, I came upon an elderly person, u'megilas samamana b'yadai, and he had a scroll that was written in it, all different types of the herbs of the guitars. Amar t'leis, I said to this elderly person, Mi'ayna, to where are you from? So Amali, mi beis Avtinas, and he said to me that I'm from the household of Avtinas. Umabi Atchai asked him, what's in your hand? Amali said to me, Megillah Samamonim, I have a scroll with the different herbs that were from the ingredients of the Keteris. So he said to the elderly man, show it to me. Amali said to me, Kolzman Shabbeis Abba Hoyukayam, and as long as the household of my father was around and they were modest and they kept the family secret, you should just know that they didn't give it over to anybody. I would never even think about showing it to you. But now I'm going to give it to you, it's yours. But be zorba and be careful in it, because now anyways, the secrets will get out to the people that are not mehuganim, and therefore you're better that you should be holding it than me, and therefore here it is, you have the secrets. And when I came and said this over, this is what Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is saying, when I came and told over Rabbi Kiva what happened, this discussion, Amali, so Rabbi Kiva said to me, from now on, we're not allowed to talk about the disgrace of this family that, although, as our Mishnah said, that they remember them lignai disparagingly, now we can't, because obviously we see that their kavanah really was l'shem shemayim. It wasn't just an excuse that they said they didn't want the improper people to get a hold of it, because we see that he didn't want to share it with anyone, but now he would, because it shouldn't get into the wrong hands, and therefore we're not masking them any more lignai. Obviously their intent really was l'shem shemayim. Now, an afterthought on this discussion, the Gemara says, Mekanam ben Azai. From this Ben Azai said, in other words, from the story of Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas, where we find that the sages wanted to make them lose their post. They tried going to Alexandria of Egypt. They weren't able to. They couldn't find a replacement. And not only did they have to take them back, they had to double their pay. So the moral lesson we take out of this is, B'shimcha yikru'ucha, they will call you by name, uvimkaimcha yeshivucha, and they'll place you in your place. And what that means is, a person shouldn't worry and to say, oh my, look what's happening, this person is going to take away my parnasa, my sustenance, and he's worried about all the different things, they're trying to fire him. Because no, what they'll have to, they will have to call you by your name to come and take your post because you're going to be the one. And the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and concludes that statement, and not only that, it's not going to be like as if they're giving you a gift, they're doing you a favor. Rather, they will be giving you what's rightfully yours. And that's because a person's mezainis, a person's sasenitz, is katsav leman hashamayim, is already exactly set from heaven. And therefore, don't worry if you see things happening and it looks like you're going to lose your thing. Everything is exact how it's supposed to be. And like you see by Beis Kamu and Beis Avtinas, that they wanted to get rid of them and they would lose their entire parnasa. Not only that, they actually got their parnasa doubled. And the person shouldn't worry about all the other things that are going on around him. Similarly, ein odim negiya b'muchen l'chaver. A person cannot touch what's prepared for his friend. And again, therefore, a person shouldn't be worried about someone opening up right next door to him. Ve'imalchus negas b'chaverta. And similarly, a kingship cannot touch the other one. And that is when it comes time for a certain malucha to collapse and another one to start, there won't be even a lapse of time, even like a hair breadth. And therefore, if it was supposed to be at nighttime, then that kingdom will fall at night and the other one will start at night. And again, and therefore, a person shouldn't be worried from all the things that are going on around him, should know that everything is, like they say, bashert, it's destined that it should be in a certain way, and the person shouldn't worry about all the other things that other people are doing. Now the Gemara continues, quoting from our Mishnah, again, of the people that they remember the Malignai disparagingly, was Hugras ben Levi. Hugras from the Levium, that he knew a perek b'shir, he knew how to sing a certain melodious tone, and they didn't want to share that with anyone. So again, the Gemara explains in Tanya Lenna Braisa, Kshu Nason Kaila Bina'ima, when he would make this melodious voice, this sound, Machnes Goidle Lotechpib, he would put his thumb into his mouth, Umanech Etzboi Benanimen, and he would put his finger between the hairs, and that is where the hairs of the mustache start splitting, which is right beneath the nose, the nostrils, and that's how what he would do with to manipulate to create the sound. Until his brothers, the Kahanim, would jump backwards in one shot. Again, they would be shaken from the movement of the sound. It would create such a rash that they would go and jump backwards. That's how powerful the voice of Hugras was. And again, he didn't want to shear it. And others bring down that he didn't want to share it for the same reason as Beis Kamu or Beis Avtinas, so it shouldn't get in the hold of hand and other people that are going to go ahead and use it. However, another individual mentioned on Mishnah was Ben Kamtzer. So the Gemara says, "Turn on the Brisa." Ben Kamtzer le'rotze l'lamed amaisa k'sav. Ben Kamtzer didn't want to run and teach about the craftsmanship of writing, and that is Amrlov. They said regarding him, so he would take four pens between his fingers. If it was a word that was composed of four letters, like the Shem Havaya, Hashem's name of Yudke Vovke, he would write it in one shot. So Amaloi, they said to him, what do you see fit not to teach this to other people? So on that, the Brisa tells us that Kulon Matzah Chula Devrim, everyone found some type of an excuse. Ben Kamtzer lematzah tshuva l'dvarav. However, Ben Kamtzer did not find any excuse that why he didn't want to share it with anyone else, and that is as the Tais Yishanim says, because by avodah zarah, it doesn't pertain to it any type of honor regards to writing, as the other ones had their excuse, and therefore he didn't say anything. He really didn't have a good excuse. So on that, the Brisa comments al rishonim nem regarding the first ones. It was said zecher tzaddik avracha, a person should remember a righteous person for a blessing. But on Ben Kamtzer and his friends, and we're calling it on Ben Kamtzer because he clearly had no excuse. Nemar, it says, v'shem Rishom Yirkav, the end of the pasuk says, however, the name of the wicked, they shall rot. Now, the Gemara explains exactly, my v'shem Rishom Yirkav, what does it mean that the name of the wicked will rot? What does that mean? What does that mean in technical terms? So Rablazer says, rakvivus, that the rot, the rust, for example, like there is on a metal vessel where if it's not utilized, it develops rust. Talibishmaisin, the same thing should happen to their names, that rust should develop on their names. What does that mean? We don't use their names. And that means a person should not name his child the name of a wicked person. Just like out of disuse, it develops rust. So too, the names of the wicked should rot by people not using their names. No one should call their children after a rush, after a wicked person. However, on that muster, Ravina asked the following question. Maisa b'Doeg ben Yosef. There was an incident that happened with Doeg, the son of Yosef. Shenichu Aviv ben Katan le'imah, who his father left him to his mother at a very young age. Now, b'chol yoyim, every single day, his mother would measure him by tvachim. In other words, to know how much he grew from day to day, like people measure inches, so she measured in tvachim. And they send this mishkoli shel zahav lebeis hakadosh. And then she would give the measurement of how much she grew that day. That addition, she would take the weight of it in gold and bring that as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. So, however, ukushagavar oyim, so she was so wealthy, obviously they had everything, but when the enemy overpowered the Jewish people, and then no one had any money, no one had any food, no one had anything, tavachtoi v'achaltoi, she slaughtered him, this precious child, that every day she took his measurements in gold, that's how much she loved him, and he was precious, she slaughtered him v'achaltoi, and she ate him. And on this is what Yirmiyo lamented, and this is a pasuk in Eicha, that if women will eat their children, the young ones of their that are in the care of the mother. Now, and that's the reason why it's a reference of tipuchim, because of the term of tefach, that she used to measure his growth in tefach, and now that child, she's eating that oile tipuchim. So that was what Yirmiyo was so to speak saying. How is that such a thing possible? On that, the end of the pasuk says, "Meshiva ruach hakodesh v'meres." So the divine spirit responded to Yirmiyo and said, "Im yaharig b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi," and that if it will be killed in the Beis HaMikdash, someone that's a kohen and a prophet, which is a reference to Zechariah ben Yoyada, who is a kohen and a navi, and that is as the Gemara elsewhere says that they were punished for that, and because of that, such a thing could happen, that the woman would slaughter her child that she used to take every tefach in growth and bring gold to the Beis HaMikdash. However, the question that Ravina is bringing this discussion in for is that we see that what was the child's name? It was Dayig. Now, Dayig is a famous Rasha that was Dayig HaDaimi, and yet still we see that people call their children by the name of a Rasha. So how can you say that it says Rishem Rishom Yirkab that one should not name by the name of a Rasha? But on that, the Gemara answers, but Chazim HaSolikbe, look what happened to him. Yes. One should not name his child the name of a Rasha, because you see that such a child was actually slaughtered and eaten by his mother. So therefore, it's not a difficulty. This was a transgression of Hashem Rishon Yirka. And if one does that, there are terrible consequences could come out of that. Now the Gemara brings a different interpretation of the pasuk of Zecher Tzadik Levracha and Hashem Rishon Yirka. Amar Balasa, Tzadik Me'atzma. A righteous person is remembered through his own actions for good. V'rasha mechaver, however, a wicked person is even remembered by his fellow companion wicked people for bad. As the Gemara explains, tzaddik mi'atzma, a righteous person is remembered for the good by himself, d'chsev, like it says in the pasuk, zecher tzaddik levracha, which says when you remember a tzaddik, which is in the singular, you remember the righteous person, it should be for a blessing. V'rasha mechaver, however, a wicked person is remembered for the bad, not even by himself, even when his fellow rasha is remembered, he's remembered for the bad too. Like it says at the end of that pasuk, "Rishem Rishoim Yirkav," that the name of the wicked, it says in the plural, it doesn't say Rishem Rasha. Rishem Rishoim Yirkav, when one Rasha is remembered, all the wicked ones are remembered for bad, and that they should all rot together. Related to this, Amale Ravina Lahum Rabbanan. So Ravina said to one of the rabbis, that have Masada Agadat Kameh, that would organize all the different Agadat Gemaras in front of him. So he asked him the following question. From where do the Rabbanan know this concept that we always say of Zecher Tzadik Levracha, which people write at the end of a name, Zatzal, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that a tzadik, a righteous person, is remembered for blessing? Samalei, so that rabbi told him, Dog Siv, because it says in the Pasuk of Mishlei, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So he said, no, what I want to know is Midei Raisim and Olam. I know that's a concept from Nach, from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. I want to know, where is the concept written in the Torah, in the Chumash? So now he answered, it says, the pasuk in Bereishis. It says, Vashem Amar, Hashem said, Hamachas ani ma'avram asher ani oisa, will I conceal from Avram what I want to do to the people of Tzedem, to destroy them? Now, once Avram's name was mentioned in the pasuk, so right after the pasuk, it says a blessing to Avram. As it says, Uchsiv, right after it says, V'Avram hoya yil gadol v'otzim, Avram is going to be a great and powerful nation. And therefore we see that once he mentioned Avram, Zecher Tzadik, then he already gave him Levracha, he started giving him a Bracha just by way of mentioning him. So Ravina asked him the end of the Pasuk. Menoha Milsa, from where do we know this thing, Dam Rabban, and the Rabban always say, Shem Risham Yirkav, that the name of the wicked will rot. So Amalei, so again he answered, Taksib, because it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, B'Shem Risham Yirkav, that the name of the wicked will rot. So he said, no, Midereisim Enolan, where do we know this concept from the Torah? So on that he answered, like it says in the Pasuk over there, the Yehal Ad Sedaim, that light went to, he when he moved away from Avraham Avinu, he took his tent all the way up until Sodom. V'chsev, and it says right after that, V'anshe Sodom ram v'chatam l'Hashem yayit, and that the people of Sodom were very wicked and evil in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore we see that V'shem Risham, once it mentioned the name of the Risham to say where light moved to, then Yirkav, it mentioned the wickedness and the fact that they should rot. And that comes together when you mention that, we see right away the evilness of them are mentioned. So related to this, the Gemara says, Amar Belaza. Belaza said, related to being a tzaddik and being a rasha, so tzaddik dar ben shnei risham, you could have a righteous person who will live between two wicked people, and will not learn from their actions. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim, and yet you have a wicked person that could live amongst two righteous people, and he also won't learn from them either to become good. As the Gemara explains, Tzadik dar ben shnei risham v'loy lomen m'maseim, we have a righteous person that lived amongst two wicked people and did not learn from them. That's a Evadya, that's a reference to Evadya, who he lived amongst Achav and Izevel, who were wicked people, and yet still he didn't learn from them, he maintained his righteousness. But then you have Rasha dar ben shnei tzadikim v'loy lomen m'maseim, you have a wicked person that lived amongst two righteous people and didn't learn from them to become righteous, he maintained his wickedness. And who is that? Zeh Esav. That is Esav, who didn't learn from his righteous parents of Yitzchok and Rivka. Now the Gemara continues on the same theme about tzaddikim risham. V'amar Belaza, another statement from Reb Elazar. Mebechasin shel tzaddikim, from the blessing that's given to the righteous, atalamid klal risham, you learn that a curse to the wicked people. In other words, in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing the righteous, over there he will right away curse the wicked. And similarly, in reverse, mekalalasin shel risham, and when there's a cursing of the wicked, at the lomen bracha letzadikim, you learn that right away there's a blessing to the righteous, as the Gemara explains. Mebechasin shel tzadikim at the lomen kol risham, when there's a blessing given to the righteous, then immediately there's a curse given to the wicked. Tachsev, like it says in the pasuk, also over there, ki yedativ, because I know, leman asher yitzav v'gem, and because that Avraham Avinu will command his children to follow in his ways and to serve me. So therefore, we see that there's a bracha being given to Avraham Avinu. And it says afterwards, "Vayemar Hashem." And Hashem says, "Zaka Sodom v'Amor Karabah." And that's because the scream of Sodom and Amor is great, and therefore I'm going to go ahead and destroy them. So after the bracha that he's giving to Avram, right away comes the klala to Sodom, and the same thing in reverse. When there's a curse being given to the wicked, right away a bracha, a blessing, is being given to the righteous. Like it says over there in the pesukim, the anshe Sodom roim v'chatam l'Hashem, and the people of Sodom were wicked and sinful in front of Hashem. So that's the curse of the risham. V'Hashem amal Avram achari parat leit mi'imai, and then Hashem spoke to Avram after leit left from him, and as the end of the pasuk says, a whole blessing that Hashem is telling to Avram. So therefore, after the klal risham, immediately comes the bracha letzadikim. Again, continuing on this theme, another statement from Reb Elazar, v'amr Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar says, afilib shvil tzadik echad, even because of one righteous person, oylam nivra, the world was created even for one righteous person. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, v'yaralekim esa oir kitav. It says in the beginning of Bereishis that Hashem saw the light that it's good. Now v'ein tayv el tzadik. The term tayv, good, is a reference to a righteous person. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, imru tzadik, say about a righteous person kitav that he's good. And therefore, the explanation of the pasuk is vayar es ha'or. Hashem saw the light. In other words, He saw fit to maintain the light of the world ki tayv. Because of Taiv, because of the righteous person who is considered Taiv. So even for one righteous person, it was worthwhile, it was kedai to make the world. Another statement from Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Elazar, says, Kalam shekiach davi mitalmudai, whoever forgets a teaching of his learning that he has, garam galas labanav, he causes exile to his children. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Hosea, Vatishkach teres lekecha, you forgot the Torah of your God, so eshkech b'necha gamon esa, therefore I'll forget your children also, and therefore they'll go into exile. That's if someone forgets a teaching of his learning. Rebavo Amar, he says a different punishment happens, is maridin oisim ugdulasek. The person is demoted from his greatness if he forgets his learning. Shnem, like it says a pasuk in Hosea, ki ata hadas mo'asta, because you have been disgusted with my knowledge, and that is because the person didn't care enough to review his learning and he's forgotten his learning. And therefore, ve'am oscha mikhainli, therefore I'll be disgusted with you to serve me, and therefore that a person becomes demoted from the gedula that he had. Now, continuing on the theme of the righteous people, the Gemara says many different statements from Reb Chiya bar Abba, the name of Reb Yechna. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yechna. Ein tzadik niftim in the oilam. A righteous person does not leave this world until there's a righteous person that has already been made just like him. Like it says a pasuk in Koheles, that the sun will rise, and only then does it say and the sun will set. And therefore, first there's going to be another great person being born to the world, and only then will a great person pass away. For example, actually Kavsa Shimsha Shal Eli, before the son of Eli set, in other words, before he passed away, Zarcha Shimsha Shal Shmuel Haramasi, then the son of Shmuel from Ramah, he was born and he was on his ascent to becoming a great person, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always maintains the tzaddikim. Another statement, Vam Reb Chibar Abba Ben Birichnan, a similar idea, Raha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shal Tzaddikim Mo'atna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there's very few righteous people that are going to be on this world. So therefore, Amad v'shasal l'mechal derbedar. So he went and he planted them in every single generation. He can't have them all at one time. He had to spread them out for every single generation. Shnema, like it says a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, ki l'Hashem mitzuki eretz, because for Hashem are the pillars of the earth. V'yashas aleim seval, and he set the world on top of them, and that is that he spread them out throughout the generations, that the world should be supported to support the world, because the righteous are the ones that support the world. Similarly related, V'amr b'chir b'rabba v'amr b'yechanan, says, Afil b'shvil tzadik echad, even in the merit of one righteous person, ha'olam miskayim, the world could be maintained. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, v'tzadik yisoid olam, and that the righteous, they are the foundations of the world. Now that was what Reb Chiya had said over in the name of Reb Yechanan. On that, the Gemara says, Reb Chiya didei amar mehachar. Reb Chiya has his own source for this concept, from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that says, Ragli chasid av yishma, that Hashem watches the literally means the feet of the righteous, but the term ragli could also be interpreted as because, as a pasuk in Bereishis Lamed says, Vayivarch Hashem oischa l'ragli, that Hashem will bless you because of me. So the interpretation of the pasuk is that because of his righteous, ragli chasida, because of his righteous ones, Yishma, he will watch the world, as we say, because of one tzaddik, the world can be maintained. But the Gemara asks on the source of Reb Chiya, but chasida of tuva mashma. The term chasidav is plural. It sounds like that there's a lot of righteous people, and that will be yishmer. How can he bring from this a source as if tzaddik echad, even if one righteous person can maintain the world? So that Amram Nachman Yitzchok, he says chasidoi ksiv. Although it's pronounced chasidav, it's written chasidoi, which is his in the singular, and that's the source for Reb Chiya to say that even one righteous person, because of him, the world will be yishmer. Now another statement from Reb Chiya b'Rabba Omer b'Yechanan. V'am Reb Chiya b'Rabba Omer b'Yechanan. Once a person has passed by most of his years and has not sinned, then he doesn't sin anymore. Like it says in the pasuk, again, the same pasuk, Ragli chasidov yishmer. And what does this mean? Ragli, which as the anatomy of the person is, the regal is at the end of the person. So Ragli chasidov, the end of the person, of the chasid's life, Yishmer Hashem will watch, and that is if up until now he was a chasid, Hashem will continue to maintain that, and the person will not sin. A different interpretation of this pasuk, Devei Reb Shila Amri, they said, Kivin Shebo Liyodei Dvar Avera, Pam Rishayin Nevishniya Ve'en Echeita, if an Avera opportunity came to a person, once he didn't do it, and twice he didn't do it, and he still didn't sin, then the person does not sin anymore with that avera. Like it says in the pasuk, ragli chasidav yishmer. Now the way that's interpreted is that regel could mean regilus, that a person is used to, like the shalish regalim, and therefore when a person gets accustomed, that's ragli chasidav, in this chesed of not doing this avera, then yishma, then he will be saved and safeguarded from the severe from the future, and that's how he knows that if a person got accustomed ragli to be chasidav, to be from the righteous, not to do the severe, then yishma, he will be protected from the severe in the future. So related to this idea about the righteous staying away from averus and the sinners going towards averus, Samar Shlokar Shlokar said, Ma'adach said, what does it mean the pasuk in Mishlei? Im laleitzim hu yalitz, that if he wants to be from the scorners and from the scoffers, then he'll be from those, from that categories. V'lanav mitin chen. However, for the humble people, they will be given grace. So that Rish Lakish explains as follows. Boli tame, if a person is coming to defile himself, and that is he wants to be a wicked person, then they open up the doors for him, so to speak. In other words, they allow him to come in and to defile himself. In other words, if he wants to, they don't stop him. But they don't help him, they just let him do whatever he wants to. And that's what the pasuk means, im leitzim hu yalitz, and that is if he's coming to attach himself to the litzanim, to the scoffers, to the ones that make scorn of everything, then hu yalitz, then that's what he'll be. In other words, they won't stop him, but they won't help him. However, balatahar misainoisai. If the person is coming to purify himself, then they actually assist him. And that's what the pasuk means, imla novim, that if he's coming to attach himself with the humble people, with tzaddikim, then he will be given grace. From who can give grace? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. V'lanovim yitin chen. He will be given, actually, he will be assisted in his quest to become a tzaddik. Now, Tana de Beri Bishmol, he says, Mashal, we could compare this contrast to a parable, an analogy of l'odam, a person, shayimoychir neft v'afarasim, somebody that was selling neft, which is a foul-smelling type of a fuel, and the farasim, which is balsam, which has a great smell. Now, the Gemara continues on top of Lamed Tesemet Aleph. Now, ba, if someone, a customer is coming to shop, and he's coming limdoi nefet, he's coming to measure out neft that he needs to take for himself, which has a bad odor. So the seller tells him, look, you want it, I'm letting you buy it, but you measure out for yourself. That's obviously the muscle to the Rasha, where you want to do what you want, do what you want. I'm not stopping you, but I'm not helping you. But limdoi afarasim, but if he's coming to measure out balsam, which has a great smell, so the seller tells the customer, he says, hamtini, wait for me until I measure it out with you. Let me help you take out how much you need. Condition is balsam aniva ata, that me and you should smell good from this balsam, and therefore that's the idea with the person that wants to be humble. Alnavim yitin chen, Hashem says, let me help you because I also want to take part in this beautiful smelling proposition. Now regarding averus. So and the contrast to mitzvahs. So Tan Rebbe Shmuel, a Tana from the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, he said, "Avera mitamtemes libe shel adam." An avera, a sin, clogs up a person's heart. And that is, it clogs him up from attaining any wisdom. Shnei, like it says a pasuk in VeYikra, where the beginning of that pasuk talks about that a person should not defile himself by eating one of the shrotzim, which many Rishonim explain, that's why there's a special timtum, halev, that the heart gets clogged up when one consumes something that's unkosher food, because that really becomes a part of the person. The end of the pasuk says, related tamu behem, that you should not become defiled with them, v'nit meisimbam, and then you'll be defiled with them. So what's this repetition? So the Gemara makes a drasha. Al triki v'nit meisim. Don't read the second half of the pasuk that then you'll be defiled, because it's already saying there. Ela v'nitamtem, rather than then you'll be clogged up. And that is, as Rashi says, because it's missing an aleph. It doesn't say with an aleph, rather without it. Therefore, it could be read, the tuf and the tes are interchangeable, not v'nitmesim, rather v'nitamtim. So if one defiles himself with a sin, he's going to be clogged up. He's not going to be able to attain the wisdom of the Torah. Tarnban, we learn in the Braisa, v'loisitamubahem, that a person should not make himself defiled by eating something or by doing an avera. And then you'll be defiled. Now, what's the repetition? So this Bryce explains it as follows. If a person makes himself tummy just a little bit, they make him very much tummy. And what that means is, as we said in the Gemara before, they don't actually make him more tummy, but they allow him to become more tummy. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Don't become tummy with it. Because if you do, then ultimately you'll become even more tummy, as the concept of avera gereres avera. And therefore, milmata, similarly, if someone makes himself tummy down here on this world, metamanois milmala, they make him richly impure up there in the higher worlds. Boil mazeh, if he makes himself tummy in this world, metamanois lemabo, they make him tummy in the world to come. And that's what the repetition of the pasuk is saying, that if you're going to do a little bit, there's going to be more consequences that are going to come out from that very that you're doing. However, the reverse is also true. Tarmon melin the braisa. And this is the pasuk after that. It says, v'hiskadishtem, rather you should be holy, v'yisim kadoshim, and then you'll be holy. Again, what's the repetition? So that the same thing is in the reverse. Adam mekadosh atzmei ma'at, a person makes himself a little bit holy, mekadoshin oisei harba, then they make him very much holy. And this is actually that they do assist him. As we said, habolatar mesayin oisei, they assist him. Milmata, if someone makes himself a little bit holy down here, mekadoshin oisei milmala, they make him very much holy in the higher spheres. Boilam hazev, he makes himself holy in this world, mekadoshin oisei lo'im abo, they make him holy in the world to come. Hanulach Amalem Hamamuna, we shall return to you the third parak Masechtas Yuma, parak Amalem Hamamuna.